So tell me about the book. Tell me about Killed It.
Killed It is a thriller and kind of like a dark comedy. It's about a young failed female comedian in New York who is living with her very rich boyfriend and working at his father's law firm, prestigious law firm, but as a paralegal, but she's not good at it and she doesn't like it and she doesn't really work very hard. So she kind of has a really bad day of first world problems and ends up in an altercation in the park and accidentally kills a man and then goes on a bit of a vigilante spree. Someone finds out, blackmails her, and then she has to try to get herself out of a lot of trouble.
Who is going to want to read Killed It?
Well, it's odd because I thought it would, because it's a female narrator and she's young, she's a millennial and she's foul-mouthed. And I was thinking it would be mostly a female audience, but I have had a strange reaction from men over 50 really love this book. And I've had several beta readers that are like, you know, it took me a couple pages because I'm like, am I going to like this book? It's a female character. And then they're like, and then I just fell in love with her and I loved her. And I had this 70-year-old guy at the gym who said he wanted to read it. And I'm like, there's some language and some sex in this book that you might not be comfortable with. He's like, I want to read it. And then he's surprised. He's like, I love this book. I'm like, really? But also, young people like the book, but I have been surprised that it has been well received by men.
Are we full anti-hero, or is she?
She's not full anti-hero. She dials it back. I mean, okay. She just let some rage out.
So, is there another book?
Yes.
Is there another Allie book, or is?
Yes. Okay. I am in the outlining stage. I'm kind of an anal retentive outliner just because of my background as a legal writer, because I'm the geek that writes the legal briefs, and I've gone back to the law now. And so I had this book all outlined because I knew what had to happen and what clues had to be dropped and what had to be, you know, what had to show up when, and there was one thing that I had to keep track of and make sure where it was in all scenes, whether it could be in a scene or whether it couldn't be in a scene. And so I had little note cards, and so I'm in the process. Allie's been talking to me again lately. It's been about a year since she talked to me because work of the case that I'm working on. I work on the opioid litigation, representing plaintiffs at the counties and cities.
Okay.
And so my world got completely shot up with work, but now she's talking to me again. And it's hard, I think, and as you would know from writing. I've had such good reception to Killed It. I mean, and everybody was like, you tied everything up and all these clues were dropped so early and da-da-da, and everything made sense once I got to the end. And so now the pressure's on for the second one to make sure you write it as good, it's as funny, it's as tidy. And so we were like, crap, can I do this another second time? I mean, I have the idea. I know what trouble she gets in. I'm not sure how she gets out of it yet, but that'll come to me. But it's the pressure, especially in a sequel, to like people kind of expect the same pattern, the same hit, beats, the same kind of character development or, interchanges. And so that's stressful.
You can't reinvent Allie.
No.
She has to be consistent. She can,
right.
She can evolve,
right.
But she has to be consistent,
right,
to who she was.
Right. You know, and contrary to my mom's request, she will still be saying the F word.
Well, all right. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. She's like, can't she not say that word? I'm like, well, she's a millennial. So, no. She's like, can't she say darn? I'm like, absolutely. Do you want her to say, shucks? I mean, Mom, I'm sorry, but you're not the target audience.
But this is your first book? Have you been a writer?
I have been a writer since probably like high school, at least trying to be a writer. And I was a journalism major for a while. And then when I was studying for the bar exam, I wrote a screenplay. And I entered it into supposed to be studying for the bar exam, because I didn't really want to be a lawyer. And so I really wasn't. I was kind of crossing my fingers. Maybe I'd fail the bar exam and then I could just say, I gave it a try. But unfortunately, I passed and the legal world kind of took over my life. So I would start a book, get sucked away on work, start another book. Seemed like about the 40 to 50 page area was right, right when it gets hard. This is the first one that I just was impassioned by because the character would not stop talking to me in my head.
So what was different about this? How were you able to finish this one? Or what did you do differently?
Well, I quit my job.
I
was burned out from working. I've been an attorney for 18 years, and I was on the defense side for a couple of years, which was not my calling, and it wasn't working for me. And I was the last person out of the office every night at 10:30, locking up the office, and it was killing me. I would actually go to my friend Sheila's house and drink wine and go, I can't do this any longer. And in the meantime, I had been to New York on a trip, and that's when the book is set in New York, and so the character started talking to me and telling me her story.
So you're switching to a kind of a weekends only schedule now. Yes. How do you think that's going to fit into your?
It's going to take longer. It's going to.
It's harder to keep a flow, though.
It's harder to keep a flow. I might try to see if I can get 500 words in the morning or something, or just keep in touch with the character. But it's going to be different. It's going to, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I did write the screenplay when I was supposed to be staying for the bar exam. So I tend to, I've got a lot of motions due this summer. So why not write a book while I'm